96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, ABC News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli military says Iran launched more than 300 threats, and 99% of the drones and missiles were shot down. The U.S., the U.K., and Jordan all shot down Iranian objects. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC Israel sent a message.
They also showed Iran that Israel does have friends, that there was a coalition that helps them support themselves. That alone is significant. And, of course, the damage was extremely light.
But it was still anxious in Jerusalem, says ABC's Britt Clennett.
It was a tense and long night here in Jerusalem after that massive attack from Iran. We saw explosions peppering the sky from all angles, air raid sirens blaring out, and residents urged to take shelter. This as for the first time ever, Iran carried out strikes against Israeli territory.
G7 leaders will meet by video today. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY. Autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. With a look at news, I'm Chris Irwin. A Lexington man was arrested after allegedly striking someone with the backside of a hatchet. 33-year-old Montana Austin hit the victim in the head, causing life-threatening injuries after being hit. He was booked in the Fayette County Detention Center, charged with first-degree assault. A man is dead in Franklin County after a house fire. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, and officials are working to identify him. An autopsy has been scheduled with results coming in 12 to 14 weeks. Officials say there are no further details, and the case remains under investigation. Yesterday morning, Moorhead Police hosted a fundraiser featuring the Armored Truck Challenge, designed to raise money for Round County Special Olympics. The fundraiser featured several teams comprised of community members competing who could pull the massive 20-ton truck to the finish line the fastest. The event raised over $1,500, and the Olympics will take place the first week of June at the Eastern Kentucky campus. and the plane carrying new UK head basketball coach Mark Pope and his family landed yesterday at Bluegrass Airport. Pope will be officially introduced to his fans at Rupp Arena today at 4:30. The event is open to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. It will also be televised on WLEX-TV and live-streamed on Facebook. That's been a look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. That's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA half-bonus pork loin is only $2.19 a pound. Fresh bicolor sweet corn, 4 ears for just $3. And the large 40-ounce bottles of Our Family vegetable oil, specially priced for only $3.79. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
The weather was beautiful at Kroger Field for this year's UK Blue-White Spring Game. The main thing the Big Blue Nation wanted to see was new quarterback Brock Vandegrift. He threw passes and delivered. It wasn't a flashy or showy day for the new offensive coordinator Bush Hamden's offense, but the team was able to methodically move the ball up and down the field all day, Vandegrift often being able to get his second or third read and deliver a good ball. Bo Allen had a good day in the second team with a few deep passes he was able to connect on. There wasn't a score kept, but Allen and the second team found the end zone often. Just a day after Mark Pope was named the new Kentucky head men's basketball coach, the UK 7-footer, known as the Big Z, announced he was entering the transfer portal yesterday. He had to wait to be approved by the NCAA and prove he wasn't paid to play professionally before playing in a collegiate game. UK fans raised money to put a billboard next to the NCAA's office saying, "Free Big Z." Shortly after he made his collegiate debut, had a couple good games, then struggled to find his stride. And in baseball, the Reds set third in the National League Central, picking up a shutout win over the Chicago White Sox, 5-0 yesterday. They'll wrap up the series with the White Sox today at 2:10, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast, here is meteorologist Emily McKinney.
We've got another great weekend day upon us as we're starting in the 50s, but we'll soon soar well into the 70s this afternoon with sun, and we've got wind coming back as well. For tonight, we're mostly clear. Lows will fall to the upper 50s. Monday may bring a very stray shower. Otherwise, we're dry and warm again. Highs continue to push into the upper 70s, then better rain chances develop midweek.
Thank you, Emily. Gateway Area Death Notice is next.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. William Lee Cofer, 86, of Salt Lick, passed away Friday at Baptist Health Lexington. Survivors include a sister, Lois Kingery, brothers Danny and Connor Cofer, two stepdaughters, Patricia McCarty and Amy Tomlin, two stepsons, Brian Bragg and Eric Billard, along with many nieces and nephews. Services 2 p.m. on Tuesday at the Powell Funeral Home in Salt Lick. burial to follow in the Dickerson Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Powell Funeral Home in Salt Lick, caring for arrangements for William Lee Cofer. And Johnny Dale Spencer, 59, of Jeffersonville, passed away Thursday at UK Hospital. He was the pastor of the Pillar of Truth Church and a self-employed electrical contractor. Survived by his wife, Rosa Spencer, sons Brian and Gregory Ward, daughter Renee Watkins, brother Terry Spencer, along with six grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Tall Funeral Home, with burial to follow in the lovely Ambergy Cemetery. Visitation 5 to 7 p.m. Monday evening at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Johnny Dale Spencer. That's been a look at Gateway Area Death Notices and a look at news this 14th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Years have come and gone, and still we are waiting and listening for the call. But my faith has not wavered. I still believe it's true that Jesus is returning to redeem his chosen few. He who was and is to come, Jesus our Savior, God's only Son. Trust in only what their eyes can see. But I know one day my faith, it will become sight when I see Jesus coming.
He will come. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good.
Come on, choir.
God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good.